You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hana Baba. We got some rain in recent days. Good news for our dry state. But until we get some sustained wet weather, Governor Brown's spring declaration will still stand.
We're in an historic drought, and that demands unprecedented action. It's for that reason that I'm issuing an executive order mandating substantial water reduction across our state.
On April 1st, Governor Brown called for the state to use 25% less water. No kidding. Well, guess what? We've done better than that. In July, California cities cut back on water use by 31%, and in August, by 27% over the previous year. Good job, California. But KALW's Catherine Girardot suspected her own household might have a little room for improvement, so she called up the San Francisco Public Utilities Commission and asked them to tell her how she could conserve more. It's part of a free program called the WaterWise Evaluation. Here's her tale of water-wasting woe.
Nobody at my house is very handy. So when there are plumbing issues, we go for the workarounds, like plunging.
Come on, come on.
And putting buckets under leaky faucets to catch the drips. And using the buckets to flush the toilets.
Come on, baby.
But with the drought, it seemed like we should try to take care of some of these leaks. You know, flush out our water-wasting habits.
Hi.
Hi there.
I'm Catherine.
I'm Sue. Very nice to meet you.
Sue Tensfeld is Senior Water Services Inspector for the San Francisco Public Utilities Commission. When it comes to water, she means business. So, after 15 years of dripping faucets, it's finally judgment day.
So we're going to start at your water meter, and there's a little leak detection dial on there. So we like to show customers how to read their meters to detect even just slight leaks in the home.
Okay, sounds great.
Okay. So we're walking out to the sidewalk.
All right.
And most of our water meters are in the sidewalk, and they have a little meter hole. We just use a standard screwdriver to open it.
Okay, I've actually never, ever looked at my water meter. I didn't even know that one was particularly mine.
Tensfeld pries up a cement cover in the sidewalk, and underneath it, there's a round white dial with hands, like a clock, the water meter.
So if you have any slight leaks or dripping faucets or leaking toilets and water is passing through the meter, we're going to see that moving very slowly in one direction.
And it seems to be moving rather quickly, actually.
It's moving. So do you have any fixtures going at the moment? Any clothes washers?
No.
Okay. So that's going to give me an indication that I'm going to want to go hunt for a leak inside.
Okay.
And help you that way.
Uh-oh. The moment of truth.
Let's check the bathroom.
Okay. So as you can see, we have a bucket under the tub faucet.
So that's a great trick for saving water in the home.
Yeah, but it's getting a little old. Tensfeld tells me our toilets are first edition ultra low flush toilets, which means, well, they're antiques, not quite ready for prime time flushing. Now, she says, you can get much better ones.
So the trick to an efficient toilet is you should be able to get a great flush just by pressing the handle down and letting go, and you should never have to hold the handle down, jiggle it, you know, do anything funky with your toilet to get it to flush properly.
Tensfeld's first test is the flusher handle. If it's working properly, when you flush, the tank should completely empty and then fill up again.
So you probably have to hold your handle down in order to get a good flush.
Yes.
So that's not good. And then when this is filling, there's no water going into your bowl. So this is a failed mechanism here. And then we could check to see if you have a leaking flapper valve.
That's the plug in the tank that's supposed to open and close.
So tell me what you're doing
there. Oh, so I'm squirting some bluing in your tank, and then we'll wait a few minutes. If we see any blue come into the bowl, then we know that you have a leaking flapper valve. Let's take a look, and I'm going to look back in there, too.
Yep, it's blue.
That's why you're not getting a good flush. So, yeah, I would recommend just replacing this toilet altogether.
Tensfeld says the PUC can help you replace water guzzling with water-saving fixtures. They can give you rebates. And she also just hands me stuff, like new faucet screen thingies that will cut down my water flow, and some stuff for my yard, like a moisture sensor that tells me when I need to water, and a sprayer handle for the hose.
All right, let's head downstairs.
Tensfelt checks the kitchen, the downstairs bathroom, the washer, and the backyard. She finds a few more leaks, like the downstairs faucet.
Let's use the water bag and see how much that's running. That's barely flowing. It's because there is old washers in here that degrade over time and cause dripping faucets.
We go back outside, where she gives me my WaterWise report card. Good news.
You are pretty conservative. If you're using about 130 gallons per day and you have three people living here, that's pretty conservative water use. So imagine the water savings you'll get from making repairs to these leaks.
Tensfelt says if you're using less than 50 gallons per person per day, you're doing okay. But if you want to find out how you're doing,
renters in San Francisco and tenants can also have a WaterWise evaluation, and we'll come in and teach you the same tips and tricks that we're teaching homeowners in San Francisco.
She leaves me with a practical plumber's handbook, but believe me, I will not be doing any plumbing myself. But if we could get someone in to fix what she says needs fixing, I could save half my monthly water bill, like $25 a month. Not bad. For Cross Currents, I'm Catherine Giraudeau.